Hello and welcome. You're watching The Buck Stops here and I'm Barkhada. The big story today, mass protests in Uttar Pradesh, in the heart of what will be the next political battleground. These are, of course, BSP supporters of Mayawati. Amazing pictures there. They're lashing out at the BJP leader who used the word prostitute while talking about Mayawati. He was not just removed from his party post, he was expelled from the BJP. An FIR is registered against him, but he's on the run. He has not been arrested yet. Mayawati is not satisfied. She has told Parliament that the FIR is not enough. And if the BJP really cared about how one of their leaders had insulted her, then it would be the BJP who would have filed the FIR. In fact, clearly, this is something that could prove to be a game changer coming in the UP elections, because Mayawati is already talking about how she is a Devi to Dalits and it is their goddess who was insulted. This on a day when the focus remains on Dalit agitations in Gujarat, in Una. And guess who went visiting today? Well, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi was right there. Yesterday he may have been sleeping in Parliament, but today, as the joke went, Rahul Gandhi woke up. He made a trip to Una, where Dalits have been agitating in a powerful statement of assertion. They've in fact been leaving carcasses of cows outside government offices. This after a shocking video on which you can actually see so-called cow vigilantes assaulting four Dalit men, sending them to hospital. Look at that image. It's a national shame. And it took the Chief Minister of Gujarat eight days to actually go and meet those families. But on the program today, we'll be asking whether all this lining up to meet the victims. Tomorrow, Arvind Kejriwal will be there. Parliament is on fire, literally. Is this about photo op politics or is this really about the assertion of Dalits? That's our big debate on the program today. Let's get started now with our special ground report on what's happening at the heart of these controversies and protests in both Uttar Pradesh and Gujarat.
A massive show of strength at the center of Lucknow. BSP workers protesting in front of Dr. Ambedkar's statue, barely 500 meters from the BJP office. All of them have just one demand: arrest former BJP leader Dayashankar Singh. Yesterday, Dayashankar made extremely derogatory remarks against the BSP chief. He has been expelled by the BJP, but that is not enough, says Mayawati.
Yadi Bharatiya Janata Party ke log khud aakar तो इस उस व्यक्ति के खिलाफ एफआईआर दर्ज कराते हैं। सही मायने में वो बहन जी के साथ साथ मुझे वो देवी के रूप में भी मानते हैं।
But as बहन जी defends the protest, can she defend this? Protesters abusing Dayashankar Singh, explicit slurs against him and his family by BSP workers, and this a reward of 50 lakhs offered by the BSP Chandigarh unit to the person who gets him Dayashankar's tongue. The BSP is doing and encouraging everything it's blaming the BJP for. For now, the party says their protests will continue till Dayashankar is arrested. The police say they will catch Singh in the next 36 hours. His family claims he's out working for the party.
कोई ऐसी बात नहीं है कि अगर ऐसा बात होता तो नहीं करते उन्होंने बसंतपुर गांव या कई-कई गांवों में दौरा किया पुछार भी किया कई जगह जाकर ऐसा नहीं था रात्रि था ऐसे भी मोदी जी का कार्यक्रम 22 को है इस संबंध में और वो था तो हो सकता है कहीं वो कार्यक्रम में ही है
Dalit politics is center stage in parliament and in Uttar Pradesh. The Congress had its own protest in the city. Meanwhile in Delhi, heated debate on Dalit atrocities in the Lok Sabha.
जैसे जैसे आजादी की उम्र बढ़ते जाती है वैसे वैसे दलितों पर अन्याय और जुल्म का रोज यहाँ वहाँ से खबर आते रहती
The mindset, sir, that is happening for the last two years is something that really worries me.
The incident is a setback for the BJP, which was wooing the Dalit vote. A galvanized BSP now means the traditional upper caste party would have to go back to the drawing board if it wants to pursue an image makeover. NDTV Bureau Report.
Now on to the Buck Stops Here debate. This is a powerful, powerful fault line that has been exposed. Those pictures that you're seeing are a national shame. Those were the four Dalits who were beaten up, assaulted by cow vigilantes. But since then, we have seen protests erupt in Gujarat and also in Uttar Pradesh after Mayawati was abused by a BJP leader who's since been expelled. There's an FIR out for him, but he has not yet been arrested. He's on the run. What I want to also now bring up is the idiom of protest, because I think that's actually very, very powerful and significant. Dalits are leaving carcasses of cows outside government offices, reclaiming, in a sense, that entire language around the so-called holy cow and making it also their own language, a language that has often been denied to both them and Muslims. Meanwhile, the political consequence of this is also unmissable. Although you had BJP leaders like Tarun Vijay today appealing for this not to be politicized, there is an inevitable politics at the heart of this and perhaps an inevitable consequence on the impending Uttar Pradesh election as well. Tonight on the program, as we look at a new Dalit uprising in India, how do we read the politics and how do we read the different political reactions of political parties? Let's introduce our panel tonight. With me in the studio is Meera Kumar, former Lok Sabha speaker, also a senior leader of the Congress party, has been making some absolutely powerful interventions, was on the buck stops here last night as well. But so many people were moved by what she said that we have requested her to join us again. Likewise with Narendra Jadhav, who made a stirring speech in Parliament today asking for more inter-caste marriages. Both of them have been talking about the surrender of surnames by all of us, because they are in the end caste markers and caste identifiers. Tarun Vijay, senior leader of the BJP, joins us. Tarun Vijay is a very interesting and significant voice in this conversation, because he has been advocating for a long time for the entry of Dalits into temples. And that is something extremely important to talk about. He was even assaulted recently for that attempt. Tavleen Singh, senior journalist, is joining us. And we're joined, of course, by Amar Singh, the ever outspoken Amar Singh, leader now of the Samajwadi Party, to look at how all of this will unfold in Uttar Pradesh. In a moment from now, we will also have a BSP leader with us. Tarunji, I'd like to start with you. You appealed on Twitter today, do not politicize this. But how can politicians escape the inevitable political consequence? You have a line of politicians now heading to Una, Rahul Gandhi today, Arvind Kejriwal tomorrow. You have the BJP most definitely on the back foot, because three things happen. You had the Rohit Vemula tragedy in Hyderabad. You have Mayawati being abused by a BJP leader. And you have cow vigilantes, which fortunately or fortunately are tagged with the BJP's agenda. Do you not believe that these cow vigilantes have really created a rupture between the BJP and the Dalit community?
Barkha, I want to say in the beginning that those so-called cow vigilantes,
yes,
are not protecting the cow. They are breaking the Hindu society from within, and they should be given exemplary punishment like we give to the terrorists. They are hurting the social fabric, and they are the people who are giving the maximum damage to the Hindu society. What I want to say that even political people are Indian people. They have a stake in preserving and protecting the social fabric of the country. They cannot look at Gujarat as my Dalits and Uttarakhand as their Dalits. Karnataka happened, Radhama was boycotted because she belonged to a scheduled caste and nobody went there, nobody even made a noise. Uttarakhand, a sitting MP was sought to be killed through stone pelting, and the Dalits were deeply hurt.
Yes.
Nothing happened, absolutely nothing happened.
I did talk about how you actually came under assault for,
yes,
for
you
that
were,
in Uttarakhand.
You were wonderful. You were wonderful. I'm so grateful to you and Meera Kumar ji and Behenji. She was among the first to condemn the Uttarakhand stone pelters. So I have a greatest respect for Behen Mayawati ji also and Ram Vilas ji and all other people. But what happened is that whether it's Karnataka or Uttarakhand or Gujarat, we must have to look at it unitedly. It is our country and we have to preserve the social fabric. Ashankar is killed because he belonged to a scheduled caste and he married a Kaushalya who was from the so-called upper caste. Nobody went there. Why? So these are the things that we have to look into. Country is bigger than our political
Tarunji, would you not, while nothing you've said is something I disagree with, would you not concede that this entire so-called beef politics has emboldened cow vigilantes since the BJP came to power in the center? We have seen two truck drivers killed over beef rumors in Jammu and Kashmir. We have seen Dadri, we have seen Nahan, we have seen Jharkhand. Now we are seeing these four Dalit men assaulted. It is almost as if center staging by the BJP of beef politics has emboldened these so-called vigilantes. I actually think they're just cowards.
I don't want to connect the beef politics or beef kind of a things with the Dalit politics, because there is a lot of things are happening with the so-called Dalit politics. So much of poison, venom is being spread in the society. We have to take care of that, but law must prevail. Nobody, whether he is a great philosopher or a very, very patriotic person, should ever be allowed to take law in his hands. That should be the final thing. But the kind of a Dalit Muslim conspiracies and the so-called left is coming into it, these are hurting the social fabric much more. We must converge on one point, protect our social fabric. And one thing is sure, we treat, most of the social people treat Dalits as a social liability. They are in big numbers, so we have to take care. We have to give them something here, something there, give them some political cosmetic positions here and there. If they are more in one state, we have to make more noises about them. If they are less in one state, we have to keep silence on that. Hmm. So this is something which is intriguing, and the atrocities on Dalits must be condemned.
But we've already seen the political competition begin. The political competition to, in a sense, dance.
It's
over
bad.
They are sinning against the nation. But look at the mass protests.
Taking the political advantage of Dalit atrocities is sinning against the nation. They are as sinners as those who lashed the Dalits in Gujarat.
Are you calling Rahul Gandhi a sinner or are you calling Mayawati a sinner? Are you calling Rahul Gandhi a sinner or Mayawati a sinner?
No, see, if you are talking about one incident and keeping a silence on others, that is a sin.
So let me just get Amar Singh before I come to Meera Kumar.
They are very respected national leaders. There is nothing condemnation. And Meera ji will tell you how Jagjeevan Ram ji had been fighting against it since the days of Mahamana Madan Mohan Malviya. But we don't see any Mahamana Madan Mohan Malviya today.
I want to pick up on your point of how politicizing it is sinning against the Dalits. Now, who will define politicization? If we can bring up those pictures of those mass protests in support of Mayawati today, it was very much a political show of strength. Also, the slogans used there were not exactly refined language. In a sense, the supporters were using as vituperative and awful language that was used for Mayawati herself. But there is a political statement there. And Amar Singh ji, how does the Samajwadi party see the political statement? Because we can be politically correct, but there is a political consequence to what has happened.
Let me tell you what the point of selective attack and selective criticism is highly condemnable. Dalit atrocities is a Dalit atrocity, whether it happens in UP or in Karnataka or in Uttarakhand.
Yes.
And there must not be any selective approach. There should be collective approach. And using abusive language or having mercurial temperament and to use all these things in combination for politics only is really disgusting.
Who are you calling mercurial?
And not only Dalits.
Who are you calling mercurial?
Huh?
Are you calling Mayawati ji mercurial?
I am calling myself.
Why are you all talking in these abstractions?
I'm not talking about Banji, that she is mercurial, but all of us, I had been mercurial in my temperament in past, and I think it was not correct, because politics is a serious business.
Yes.
One should be balanced in approach.
Yes.
And one should be matured. For temporary gain, we must not do anything in a haste for temporary electoral gain. There has to be a balance in our approach to maintain the peace and tranquility in the society. That does not mean the language used by BJP leader is praiseworthy or it should be supported.
But do you believe your government has done enough to arrest the BJP leader? Do you believe that your government in Uttar Pradesh has done enough to arrest the BJP leader who actually used the word prostitute?
I have got great faith in the wisdom of Akhilesh. He might be a young man, but I am witness to one incident. There was some killing due to illicit liquor being consumed in his home turf of Etawri Tawa.
Yes.
And in my presence, he gave strict instruction that let the law take its own course.
No, that's and fine. Whosoever but you accept that there are political consequences. Do you accept that there are political consequences for all parties in Uttar Pradesh, and that Mayawati has made a statement of a political statement today. As much as she has made a statement as a Dalit leader, she has also made a political statement, Amar Singh ji.
Today's, what is relevant today may not be relevant tomorrow. But what will remain relevant all the time is our culture, our etiquette, and what is right or what is wrong. There was a Modi wave, and everybody got washed off in that Modi wave. Where is that wave today? So you cannot say what will happen after 1 year when the election really takes place.
Okay.
But at the same time, I will definitely say one thing, that using abusive language against Mayawati ji or against Mulayam Singh ji or against Sonia ji or against any senior leader is not something which is correct. And I remember in my political career, once I used not this kind of language, but some harsh language, and Atal ji complained about my statement to Mulayam Singh ji. And I was badly snubbed by Mulayam Singh ji, that how can you talk like this about L.K. Advani ji?
Yes.
And ever since then, and there are many instances, Bhupesh Gupta and Chaudhary Charan Singh, they were speaking, and Pranab Mukherjee, who is our president today and a blue-eyed boy of Indira Gandhi then, he criticized them, and he was openly snubbed on the floor of house by Mrs. Indira Gandhi, that you cannot do this to seniors. So this is the thing which is missing in politics. Everything has become politics, and that is not correct approach. There has to be some rationality. If Arun Jaitley on the floor of the house has said,
yes,
that I'm sorry, and if the concerned person is removed
from
the
point comes down to accountability. Amar Singh ji, beyond language, the point also comes down to accountability for what's happened in Gujarat. There is a social aspect to it, there is a political aspect to it, and there is what can be called photo op politics.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. Accountability of what Jamal BK Singh said about the Dalit.
Who is going to be accountable? Let me take that to Meera Kumar. Ma'am, who is accountable? Because the fact is, Narendra Jadhav, as you remember, has shared data saying that although everybody is focusing on Gujarat and maybe making a political point because Gujarat is a BJP-ruled state, statistics show that it is in fact Uttar Pradesh which has the worst record on Dalit rights. Gujarat is lower down, though its conviction rates are poor. How do you see the accountability? And how do you see the line of politicians, including Rahul Gandhi, who began it today, Arvind Kejriwal, who will follow tomorrow, lining up to meet with these families of the injured and the assaulted Dalits?
Yes, you've asked me two questions, accountability. And you have based it on statistics. Yesterday we had a very, very interesting interview. And I said, how can you base everything on statistics? Because sometimes these atrocities are concerning those who are very weak and feeble.
And live on the margins.
And they may not go and report. They're threatened. They may not go and report. And even if they have reported, it may not get registered under the Atrocities Act.
Yes.
Even if it does, after a few days, there might be pressure on them. Because these are the people who work in the fields of those who are perpetrating the atrocities or in their households.
But you know,
they are very weak. So you cannot really, but then in the absence of anything else, one does take statistics into account. But one should always bear in mind that these statistics are suspect.
How do you see the politicians lining up to meet these families?
Yes.
Rahul Gandhi there today, Arvind Kejriwal tomorrow.
Yes,
is this tokenism? Is this reducing Dalits to tokens of political opportunism?
It has two sides to it. Now, if you go there, then there is a perception that it is getting politicized.
Yes.
If you don't go there, then there is a perception that you are heartless and you have neglected it. So we have to really draw a line, a very fine line, and see that how do we balance the two. You just can't say that I'm not going there at all. Or you just can't say I'm going there.
But when Tarun Vijay says the outrage is selective, that when he got beaten up in Uttarakhand for, you know, trying to facilitate the entry of Dalits into a temple, there wasn't this kind of response. That today we're all connecting this with the BJP's agenda on beef politics, but there is a selectiveness, and his own example is an illustration of that selectiveness. How do you respond to his argument?
I agree with him.
You agree with him?
Yes, I agree with him that sometimes there are instances which do not attract this kind of a response. There are sometimes we are more concerned when what happened to Tarun Vijayji, when it happened, of course, many of us took it up, you took it up.
Yes.
But today, many more people are also taking it up. So that, of course,
happened. So you're saying politicians are guilty of selectiveness?
Not just the politicians.
Even
everybody,
the media
everybody else also, you know.
Narendra Jadhav, can we separate this from politics? Now, you and Meera Kumar actually have spoken about surnames.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just delve a little deeper into that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, some of us grew up not knowing our castes.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to say we don't believe in caste. I mean, mm-hmm. I remember being a student at St. Stephen's, and if somebody said, what's your caste? I'd say, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It took me decades of being a journalist to realize what an elitist position of privilege I was able to say, I don't know my caste and I don't care what my caste is.
Mm-hmm.
Because had I ever been discriminated on the basis of my caste, I would have known my caste, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is surrendering surnames really a practical response to what we've seen happening in Gujarat?
Yes. No. What we are talking about here is within the constitutional framework, what are the things that can be done
yes.
to avoid the to avoid or to eliminate or to bring down the incidence of atrocities
but sir,
in our country.
Elections are planned, fought and contested entirely on the basis of caste.
But caste is a reality. And in a democratic society, it's perfectly normal and natural that these social divisions are taken into account.
So why are both of you talking about surrendering surnames?
I'm talking about surname because, as I have been saying, as Dr. Ambedkar had said, that the caste system is a graded system of inequality where there is an ascending order of reverence and descending order of contempt. So this has created a mindset in our country about uchi jat, nichi jat. This has created a mindset about superiority of everybody's
yes.
caste. Caste system, in my opinion, is the biggest scam that is known to the, in the history of humanity.
The biggest scam
and very intelligently administered scam. And the reason why I say that is just look at the law of karma. You are told not to revolt against the duties which are assigned to you, ordained by the caste into which you are born, because of the law of karma. You carry the human excreta on your head in this birth, so that, and do that dutifully. If you are doing that, it is because of what you have done, something wrong that you have done in your previous birth. Do that dutifully, and next year, next birth, you will carry flowers on your head.
So it's an entrenched power structure.
Absolutely.
It's actually nothing more but an entrenched power structure.
It is like this, Barkhaji, that we have the laws, and we have rules and programs and schemes, and we have the constitution. But there is something expected of the society. You see? And I think, in my view, my father was very, very strongly advocated it, that there should be intercaste marriage. In our family, we've all had intercaste marriages.
Mm.
That surname should never be used, which is indicative of the caste.
But don't politicians, including Dalit politicians, and forgive me for saying this, also...
My father...
No, let's take the reality of caste. The fact is that whether it's an Amar Singh, it's not just only Dalit leaders, whether it's an Amar Singh, whether it's a Tarun Vijay, whether it's a Meera Kumar, right? Whether it's a Jagjeevan Ram, whoever, Mayawati. The fact is that caste is calculated into your political strategy.
No, you have brought in politicians.
You do
keep them, but also consider the entire society. You know, I'm talking of, let's take the entire football field into account, not just one corner, and then talk. And then what I'm saying is, how are you going to change the mindset?
And I'm asking whether till it goes away from political strategy, how can it ever go away? Now, I just want to quickly get Tavleen and then get responses from Amar Singh and Tarun Vijay on this. Tavleen, we would all like to imagine this country where caste is superseded by merit, by education, by development. But if politics in this country is run on the back of caste, and UP, I can tell you, what has happened now is already having an impact on the caste response, on the Dalit response, on the political mobilization, then isn't it humbug to say that we can leave caste out of our politics? And how do we then locate what's happened to the Dalits in Gujarat in the larger context of our politics?
They're two separate things, in my view. One, we have caste parties in UP, so there's no point in pretending that it doesn't exist. But please remember how much better the Dalit communities are in India today than they have ever been. I've been covering politics for 40 years. And when I started out, I would be with a photographer from the Statesman newspaper who wouldn't go into a Dalit's home. When I was in UP during the last election, I had a Dalit having lunch with me at my table. So, you know, I mean, let's not be so gloomy about the caste situation. What you're confusing is what happened in Gujarat is unacceptable in a civilized country.
Yes.
And this is, the Prime Minister has himself to blame for allowing this ridiculous beef cow rubbish to go on as long as it has. Had he stopped his chief ministers when they started it, when Muslims were killed, why did we all not make such a fuss? They've been killing only Muslims so far. Now they haven't actually started killing Dalits. But once you unleash this kind of barbarism, it's very difficult to put back in the box.
So you're
and
actually saying
they're going to
you are agreeing with me, Tavleen, that this cow vigilantism cannot be divorced from what happened in Gujarat, what happened in Dadri, what happened in Jammu and Kashmir, and these beef bans in Maharashtra
all.
And Haryana.
Yes, and chief ministers in BJP states started this nonsense. And the Prime Minister should have stopped it a long, long time ago. This is all part of this cow vigilante nonsense. And frankly, it's, you know, they've lost Uttar Pradesh, the most important cow belt state, as a result. I'm willing to make a prediction that the Bharatiya Janata Party has no chance now of winning Uttar Pradesh.
And I'm so grateful to you for calling a spade, because not enough people do that. Tarun Vijay, you said you did not want to mix the two. How do we keep the two separate? We have not seen cow vigilantes as emboldened as we have in the last 2 years. Please respond to what you've heard Tavleen say, and I want Amar Singh to respond as well. Tarun ji, first you.
It's this complete absence of the social and cultural leaders to take care and handle such situations that is giving politicians a big space which they don't deserve.
But why there this
is
beef politics?
It's a Hindu problem, but
why this beef
basically.
Politics?
And
why
there was time.
Why do Maharashtra and Haryana fall over themselves to ban beef? Is this really the most pressing issue before us as a country?
See, I agree that those who treat cow as like a mother must have a right to demand that the beef should be banned. But they must ask themselves, are they really protecting the cow? The largest number of Hindu farmers are selling their cows to the Muslim slaughterhouses. And they torture the cows they have. They starve the calves. And they milk the cows in a very atrocious manner. You look at how these dairy people are treating the cows. So first take care of your own house and take care of the cows.
But what is
then you have a right
sir,
to say anything
else. Sir, what is the answerability
else?
Of the BJP? The BJP, Tavleen says, has fanned this beef politics issue, or some parts of the BJP have. And she says the Prime Minister has allowed it to fester. Quick response there, then Amar Singh.
I don't think it is a right thing to connect beef politics or the beef thing with the scheduled caste atrocity.
I will
both
get
Tavleen
to react to that, but let me just take a comment from Amar Singh. Tarun Vijay doesn't accept that connection.
Beef cannot be connected.
Tarun Vijay doesn't accept that connection. Amar Singh, do you see a connection?
No, I'm simply saying one thing. Any excess reaction to any incident is not good, because look what happened in Badayu rape case. Matter went up to the United Nations. And CBI found that the people who were held accountable for the guilt, they were actually not guilty. But media and leaders, there was beeline of leaders, including Mayawati ji and Rahul ji and everybody. So I am simply saying that whatever is happening, I agree with my beloved elder sister Meera Kumar ji, inter-caste marriages should be encouraged. And inter-caste marriages are happening in the Yadav family also, which is the ruling family of our state.
But what about this so-called
all that
beef
I agree.
Politics?
These are the
You are dardening Uttar Pradesh for which both the Hindu government and the UP government was responsible.
It is absolutely not correct.
Sir, we live in a country where the court has actually registered an FIR against Muhammad Akhlaq's family. हम क्या देश में रहते हैं जहां पे हमारे कोर्ट्स ऐसे करते हैं? I mean, I just think we need to be a little more honest in this conversation than we are being.
I'm very concerned.
Tavleen, do you want to add to that? Sorry, Tavleen?
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, that there's under the surface in India a barbarism that is quite easy to unleash, as we've seen over and over and over again. If it has been lessened, it's because of television and the social media. But because there has been silence from the Prime Minister himself, these people are emboldened to register an FIR against Muhammad Akhlaq's family is sickening. It's an act of you know, I mean, I can't find the words, and I'm usually good with words. I can't find words that are strong enough to condemn that.
And Sudhindra Bhadauria of the BSP is also joining us. Mr. Bhadauria, first to the allegation that some have made that this is not a moment for playing politics and that mass protest that we saw in Lucknow in support of Mayawati was a political statement, A, and B, the language used by the BSP protesters was as coarse as the language that was used for Mayawati. How do you respond to that?
Well, I would put this whole debate in perspective. And also, we have to see the background in which things have developed over the last 2 years.
Yes.
Let me in brief say this, that it is their ministers who have been hurling all kind of abusive language on the minorities, particularly their minister, Sadhvi Niranjan Jyoti, who said that there are Ramzadas, and I don't want...
Yes, but the Prime Minister,
the term,
in that case, did
only,
get up in Parliament
it only
and
serves
those
them
words.
Right.
On
it,
that, the Prime Minister did disown those
no,
words.
No, that is not enough.
Yes.
Let me tell you, is it enough to disown? Now, there is a law in this country. When there is a law in this country, General V.K. Singh, when a Dalit died in Haryana, he says it is like pelting of stone at a dog. His minister, Mr. Dattaraya, writes to Smriti Irani that you should expel those students who are Ambedkarwadi students in Andhra Pradesh, and as a consequence, Rohit Vemula loses his life. And not to top it all, in Gujarat now, you saw how they were whipped and how they were made new.
And fair enough,
in
but
public
your
places.
Supporters be using awful language as well. I am simply saying this language should have no place in our political conversations, whether it comes from them, whether it comes from you.
Let me tell you one thing. There is a law. There is a law in this country. They should have arrested Daya Shankar Singh under the SCST Act. It is obligatory on the part of the government here and the government in UP, because there is a fixed match between both. That is why Akhlaq, they can file an FIR against Akhlaq. They can send forces to arrest them, but they will not do anything against Daya Shankar because it suits them.
But
they
Mr.
belong
Bhadauria,
to the dominant community who have ruled this country.
Sir, you brought up General V.K. Singh's example. The same kind of language was used by the BSP supporters today. Now, I want Tarun Vijay to respond very quickly to 2 points, and then we'll come back to Narendra Jadhav and Meera Kumar in the studio. 2 points. One, the General V.K. Singh example that comes up again and again. And by the way, Tarun ji, as some of us journalists are called prostitutes on social media, I have decided to embrace the word and say I'm a proud prostitute, because frankly, prostitute is a thinly veiled word for prostitute. So, theek hai. But this is coming from a minister. That's 1 point. Two, Tavleen making the point that the Prime Minister's silence on allowing this underbelly to basically emerge is a huge problem, and by the way, a political loss for the BJP, she thinks, in UP.
This is a very uncharitable comment, and I don't agree with it. Prime Minister is the leader of the country, and he is ensuring that not a single such kind of atrocious incident should happen, whether it's in X state or the Y state. And my request is to you, Barkha, please don't connect beef issue with the Dalits, because Dalit issue is basically concerned with the lack of sensitivity and concern for the Dalits. It has nothing to do with beef. Cow is as sacred to me as to my Hindu Dalit people. So that might be a one incident. We condemn it. We condemn it. We condemn it. But it is not. It should not be generalized in a way, because the cows are sacred to us. And we have absolute right to demand that the cows should be protected.
I'll allow Tavleen a rebuttal there, and then Narendra Jadhav.
Can I come in on this?
1 minute, Mr. Bhadauria. Just Tavleen, then I'll come to you.
And one thing. Yeah. One thing. Just a second. Yeah. I fully support a Dalit uprising. Fully support because we must demolish the arrogance and hypocrisy of those who think that because of they belong to high caste, they have a right to treat Dalits as second-class citizens. A Dalit uprising is a must for this country.
That we agree, but Tavleen, Tarun refuses to accept the connection between this just, and beef politics.
How can he not? The Chamar community among the Dalits deal in leather. All right? In the Pushkar fair last year, cattle trading was down by 95% because of this hysteria. You can't transport cattle. In Kolhapur, they can't make Kolhapuri chappals anymore because there's no leather. They're importing leather.
No,
you know,
I know this story.
Tarun Vijayji,
I know this story.
You aren't.
They
you
make Kolhapuri chappal from the dead cow.
They're always dead cows, all right? Nobody was killing them. But when a cow is old or dies, the people that take care, you know, that don't do anything about it are caste Hindus. You know, caste Hindus leave cows to in the street rather than kill them. Absolutely. It would be kinder to kill them.
Yes.
I want to get Narendra Jadhav.
Shame on caste Hindus. Please.
Shame on caste Hindus, absolutely. I think we all second that. Narendra Jadhav, the politics of this. Mm-hmm. You know, a very interesting fault line in this debate is Meera Kumar making the point that these are not men killing the cow. And she made the point that they are actually devout Hindus, almost being denied their faith. You make the counter argument, and let's not forget Ambedkar and mass conversions to Buddhism. That takes us into the realm of the so-called Ghar Vapsi debate and conversions. And then we're on a minefield, and then we're back to politics. Mm-hmm. How do you see this conversation around conversions, which is how many Dalits seek their escape? But that becomes another issue that creates a rupture between Dalits and the BJP, certainly.
The Ghar Vapasi debate that is going on and the historic conversion that was done, led by Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar, they are not comparable at all. First of all, just look at the scale. Yeah. On one day, 14th October 1956, 700,000 people changed their religion, gave up Hinduism and embraced Buddhism. This is a massive event. And therefore, now this was historic. Second thing, if you look at the world history, conversions have taken place everywhere. But conversions have invariably taken place with one of the two incentives given. Either financial incentives are given or there is under the power of this world. This was the first time in the humanity, in the history, that such a massive conversion took place purely
but
on the words
context,
of Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar.
But in today's context, if such a mass conversion took place, it would be seen through a different political prism.
No, you were comparing the conversion
at
that
comparing.
Time with
I'm
the...
I'm not comparing.
Ghar Vapasi doesn't compare with that at
what
all.
What is Ghar Vapasi to you?
Ghar Vapasi, to me, Ghar Vapasi is an effort which is being done by some people. Changing conversion is their prerogative, their wish, what they are doing. But they are not. This is not comparable with the unprecedented and historic conversion that took place in 1956.
Meera Kumar, you were making the point when Tavleen was speaking that you're also very concerned about beef politics. And Mayawati made a statement today, first Muslims were targeted, now Dalits. Yet, very few political parties are willing to stand up and take a categorical position, shutting down this beef politics. You've had Congress leaders like Digvijay Singh actually standing up and saying, but no, we stopped cow slaughter first. We stopped. How has cow slaughter become the most important political issue of our times?
Bhakhaji, I'm very concerned.
I'll come to you, Tarunji. I'll come to you.
Yes, I'm very concerned about the treatment given to the minority community, the Muslims, on the beef politics issue. And I think it is a very large issue. If you want me to sum it up in a minute, it won't be possible.
What concerns you the most?
It really concerns me. The other issue is whether beef politics is connected with Dalit atrocities. And I would say no.
You would say no?
No. I would say that beef is not in question. The cows that were being skinned were dead cows. This is the profession of these people. This profession has been thrust upon them, the dirtiest work. It is not their choice. It is the accident of birth that they have to, which no one else is willing to do, but they are doing it. They are the initial workers of the major leather industry of India, of which we are so proud. They are the initial workers. For you, the leather products are touchable, but those who are producing it are untouchables. So there's a difference. There is a difference, and this has led to their beating, their torture, and you know, Barkhaji, I have seen so many atrocities in last 30-35 years, but this is totally different. This is totally different because the people were so humiliated that I have reports that about a dozen and more youths have consumed poison out of humiliation. I've never heard of such a thing. You humiliate, you just break the person. You break the person.
11 attempted suicides.
Yes.
11 attempted suicides.
Yes, by drinking poison.
Yes, I'm coming to Tharavad.
And one is dead. Now, something like this, you're just breaking a person. And it is going on for centuries. It is going on for thousands of years. And it is going on even today.
So you're saying don't connect it to beef politics, because this is not...
Beef politics, I would like, because I'm very concerned about that also. It is affecting our minority
people. Okay, let's go to Tarun Vijay and Sudhindra Bhadauria. Tarun Vijay, you first, then Sudhindra Bhadauria. Yes, Tarun Vijay.
I fully salute Meera Kumarji for telling the truth in a very candid way. Anyone who is watching NDTV at this time would wonder whether we are discussing beef politics or Dalits. So please, God's sake,
we are discussing cow
don't
vigilantes
connect
also,
cows
that
with the Dalits.
I agree with Tavleen,
because
it is connected.
Because
it's
Barkha,
not the whole story of Dalit
Barkha,
atrocities. It's one element
Barkha,
in it.
Cows are as sacred to Dalits as it's sacred to non-Dalit Hindus. So don't connect it. We must discuss the non-sensitivity, the insensitivity we show towards the Dalits, and we must discuss only those issues, because beef issue is a very different issue, and don't politicize the debate. We want that the Dalit empowerment should be strengthened, and those who are making it politicized, they are not helping the Dalits' empowerments. And we must follow what Meeraji has said, and I fully agree with Amar Singh Ji also. Everyone must converse on one point, that above politics, let all the political parties be united to save the social fabric of the country and protect the Dalits from the atrocities we ourselves commit on them. And it is the so-called high caste, arrogance and hypocrisy that has to be demolished. But remember, most of the leaders were also from high caste to helping scheduled castes.
Now, I want to get Sudhindra Bhadauria, but I just want to respond to what you said. You said everyone watching NDTV will think this is about beef and beef politics and BJP and not about Dalits. Of course, cow vigilantes tell only one little tiny part of the story of historic atrocities against Dalits. But there is a valid point that Tavleen has raised, that we are seeing emboldened cow vigilantes who are actually killing people, attacking people, and how can we separate that from the general rumor bazi that goes around? Yahan pe bhi wahi hua. They were accused of killing a cow. They were accused of killing a cow, Tarun Vijay, a cow that they hadn't killed. So how do we keep beef politics totally
separate?
Law must
prevail.
Yes, okay,
Sudhindra
Bhadauria.
Which must prevail.
Sudhindra Bhadauria.
Well, if you have asked this question to me, I would respond like this. There is a social issue and a political issue, but one cannot be divorced from the other.
Yes.
And let me tell you, this is a mindset which has been there for centuries, in fact, thousands of years, but more particularly after independence, when we got this new constitution, where the main architect, Baba Sahib Bhimrao Ambedkar, if you go back, the Bharatiya Janasangh of that time and the Hindu Mahasabha of that time, which is the ideology which drives these people to act, they were the ones who gathered here at the Ram Leela ground, tens of thousands of these people, and they burned the effigy of Baba Sahib Bhimrao Ambedkar on the issue of Hindu code bill.
And
this mindset drives them till
today. What is your point as applied to today's politics?
The point is that they are driven. They are driven by the idea of the superiority of certain people.
Who is they, sir?
They are driven by the idea.
Who is they?
the BJP and the RSS, the BJP and the RSS, who else? And they are today trying to now revert back and reverse the wheel of history. The wheel of history has moved forward.
But where is the record to show that the Congress has
system.
Any... May
there,
I just ask
that
you
is
something?
Why
May
Daya
I
Shankar
ask
Singh
something?
Makes a statement like this.
May
that
I
is why
Daya
Shankar Singh makes a statement like this. That is why Niranjan Jyoti makes a statement like this. That is why General V.K. Singh makes a statement like this. And that is the reason why in this country, we, particularly the oppressed people, are treated as secondary rate citizens, but people of this country are not going to take
it. Okay, I want Narendra Jadhav to come in on this campaign.
Mr. Bhadauria, Mr. Bhadauria, I am from the RSS, I am from the BJP, and I am attacked for taking Dalits to the temple entry. What do you want to say?
Come on, we don't
we
need
are with
you.
The oppressed people. We are with
we
the
don't,
Dalits.
We don't need you. We don't
I'm saying you
need,
don't know anything.
We can fix for ourselves.
कोई नहीं मेहरबानी कर रहा
service to us.
आप अपने आप पे मेहरबानी
करिए. We have got this constitution. We are equal. We don't need anybody's
mehrbani. Mr. Bhadauria, if Tarun Vijay is going to get 1 minute. Sudhindra ji, Sudhindra Bhadauria, if Tarun Vijay is going to get assaulted for trying to lead Dalits into a temple, how can you shut him out of that conversation and say that's none of
come
our
on,
business?
He is not
we
being
can't
assaulted.
Expect,
the Dalit,
we can't watch.
Baba Saab Bhimrao Ambedkar was himself assaulted
Mr. Bhadauria,
by the same
Mr. Bhadauria, you cannot make both
arguments.
May I say something, sir? You cannot make both arguments. Yeah.
Okay.
You cannot say this is an inclusive society, but oh, only Dalits have a right to speak about Dalits. You cannot say that. Because then
who's
we are not
that?
An inclusive society.
Not,
and then
I'm
none of us
a,
should be having this
I'm
conversation
not a,
right
I'm,
now.
I'm not a born Dalit. I'm not a born Dalit, but I'm working amongst them. But the point is, you have to have a transformation in your consciousness. Their consciousness
Agreed.
Is driven
okay.
by the
but
old
that,
okay.
that is the reason why exploitative we
consciousness.
What
and
has
that
done.
Is the reason why that is the reason why these people are trying to
okay.
lynch akhlaq. They are doing
okay,
what
let
they have done
Narendra
in Gujarat.
Let me get Narendra.
They have
this
heard
made your point. I didn't make last comments. Okay, everybody
Mayawati ji,
Mr.
And the Prime Minister
calm
is
down.
Why?
Sir,
the Prime Minister
now,
is not even
I,
tweeting.
Okay, I've got your point. I've got your point.
Going to Facebook.
Sir, Narendra Jadhav. Narendra
yes.
Jadhav.
No, no. He doesn't know what he's saying.
Tarun ji, I'll come to you. I'll come to everybody for last comments.
Mm-hmm.
This political tussle between parties, who has the worst record, which state has the best record, you know, you had in Parliament today also the BJP making the argument that the Congress states don't have a better record necessarily. The Congress in centre has not delivered. How do we unpack the politics? You know, when a Sudhindra Bhadauria says the problem is the Hindutva ideology and that mm-hmm. that is what is under challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And therefore the BJP he holds more responsible than any other party. Mm-hmm. What does your research bear out?
Well, let's talk about the most important program that has ever been there. That is the Scheduled Caste Sub-Plan. This is a plan which says that funding should be earmarked for the welfare of Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribes in proportion to their share in the total population.
Yes.
There is a Scheduled Caste Sub-Plan and there is a Tribal Sub-Plan.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Scheduled Caste Sub-Plan. This was started by Mrs. Indira Gandhi when she was the Prime Minister. The year was 1979. Look at the track record. I would like to say that the track record of all governments, whether they are Congress governments or whether they are BJP governments, it has been uniformly bad, and at no time the rate of 16.8% which is
so
the share,
everybody has been an equal opportunity disaster.
Exactly.
Basically.
That is, if you want to find one thing which is common between all governments, may it be Congress government or BJP government,
that says everything,
the common thing
it?
Is that they have done lip service to the Scheduled Caste population.
Can I get Tavleen in for last word?
I disagree with Mr. Jadhav.
You disagree, sir, but he has at least damned both your parties and governments equally, so you can't accuse him of
because
bias.
Mr. Modi has done most. He has changed the paradigm shift.
Yes. Okay.
Helping Scheduled Caste. Never before Scheduled Caste have been helped in this manner as Mr. Modi has done.
Tarun
never before in the last 7 decades.
He is responding to that.
And in Maharashtra and in Haryana.
May I respond to that? BJP government has done many good
what
things for Dalits.
You have shown it in
however,
the
when it comes to the scheduled caste supplant, the proportion has not risen.
Mr. Bhadauria, let Mr. Jadhav make his point. He is trying to make, Mr. Jadhav is making the point, not Tarun Vijay.
I want to respond to Mr. Tarun Vijay.
Yes, quickly, I'm on 30 seconds left. Yes.
Tarun Vijay ji, BJP government has done lot of many good things about Dalits, but scheduled caste subplan is not one of them.
Okay.
In the last 3 years, the share of scheduled caste subplan allocation has actually gone down further.
Okay. I have to give Tavleen the last word, then we have to end. Tavleen, go ahead.
Yeah, we should be ashamed, all of us as Indians, at what happened in Gujarat. And we need to re-examine these stupid scheduled caste plans, etc., because obviously they haven't worked.
That's another.
Or we wouldn't be having this discussion today.
And you believe the Prime Minister must lead the way in ending the noise around these some of these cow vigilantes, right, Tavleen?
Yes.
All right. I have serious objection to the adjective used by Tavleen about the stupid scheduled caste plan. Scheduled caste plan is
one of the best. I think it's stupid. I have my view. All right?
No,
you can't tell me how to think of something.
Of course,
I haven't told you what to say. You will not tell me what to say. And I don't believe these plans have worked.
Basically, it's about the social fabric.
That's my view, and I will not have you telling me what to say.
To protect the social fabric.
That's my view.
Okay, that is your view. I will have to leave it. I will have to leave it there. Thanking our panel, it's a volatile issue, but never forget that there is a Dalit uprising taking place in this country. And when you keep that separate tumbler out in your kitchen, when you think, as Meera Kumar said, that it's cool to wear leather but not shake hands with the person who's the first principal worker in that industry, when you still marry only within your caste, when you stop the entry of Dalits into temples, you are shaming this country and yourself as an Indian. Leaving it there, if our politicians can't lead the way, people must. Thank you for watching. See you tomorrow night at 8 p.m.